Kristen. Greg in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
According to Rolling Stone, about an hour before the official lineup was announced, the Red Hot Chili Peppers signed on to headline this year's Coachella Festival, which is going to run on two identical weekends, April 12th through the 14th and April 19th through the 21st.
Number four.
Either she's lying or not, we'll know the truth on Sunday, but Michelle Williams says there will be no Destiny's Child reunion during Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime performance. Now, Beyonce did bring the whole family to New Orleans with her, so they decided to take some side gigs. Jay-Z's hosting a pre-bowl party Saturday night. Her sister Solange will DJ another after party.
Number three.
Just like they did with Bethany Frankel last summer, Fox is going to test a Kris Jenner talk show. It's going to be based in L.A. It will air in certain markets, including L.A. and New York. It's just 1 hour of Kris dishing with celebrity guests about fashion, beauty, and the general lifestyle stuff.
Number two.
Kris Humphrey's family is saying, come on, dude, enough is enough. A source told RadarOnline.com that Kris's family's tired of all the negative attention. They don't want to be tied to anything Kardashian anymore. So just give Kim the divorce she wants and move on. But Kris is standing firm. He still wants the whole thing annulled based on fraud.
Number one.
Kris Brown's attorney told TMZ that Kris is ready to go down to the police station and give him his version of that fight with Frank Ocean outside the LA recording studio. In fact, the attorney says he's got surveillance video showing that Kris never hit Frank, but it also shows that Frank never hit Kris. In fact, that video shows the fight actually broke out between their posses and not between the two singers. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.